Good morning and welcome to Christ for Us. This is Pastor Rolf Preuss. We read from St. John chapter 3, verses 1 through 15. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered and said to him, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, 'You must be born again.' The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus answered and said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Are you the teacher of Israel and do not know these things? Most assuredly, I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended to heaven but he who came down from heaven, that is, the Son of Man who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." Some will tell you that you haven't been born again if you cannot remember it. But you can't remember being born, and there you are. Or they might claim that you haven't been born again because you haven't personally invited the Lord Jesus into your heart and made him your personal Savior and the Lord of your life. But that's not how to be born again. Jesus says, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." Now, how can one who is flesh, that is, helpless in sin and guilt, become spirit by an act of his own will? He cannot. But God can and does give us the new birth, the birth from above. He does so by a heavenly washing. St. Paul calls it the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. To be regenerated is to be born again, and only God can give us this new birth. St. John writes in the first chapter of his gospel, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." Baptism doesn't look like much. Still, Jesus says that nobody can enter God's kingdom unless he is born again by means of holy baptism. Listen to his words again. "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." The Holy Spirit joins himself to the waters of holy baptism. Why? And how? How can this be? Well, these are the wrong questions. God can do anything. He speaks, we listen. We don't ask, "How can this be?" Consider the people out in the Sinai desert to whom Jesus alludes in our gospel lesson that I just read to you. After complaining against God and criticizing him, God sent poisonous snakes into the camp where they were staying. The snakes bit the people and they began to die. Then they realized that they had sinned by accusing God of doing them wrong. They repented of their sin and asked Moses to ask God to save them from the snakes. Moses did. God then commanded Moses to put a bronze snake up on a pole. Those who looked at it would not die from the snake's poison. We have no record of anyone questioning why God commanded what he did. The people simply looked at the bronze snake and they lived. If they didn't look, they died. It was a matter of life and death. When we are taught the Christian faith, we learn that God does things his way, not our way. Sometimes he chooses to tell us why he does what he does, and sometimes he doesn't. Sometimes what he says is not so hard to understand. Sometimes it's impossible. Now, as to the matter of the snake on the pole, the reason God told Moses to lift up the snake on the pole is quite clear in light of what Jesus says in the New Testament. Jesus says here in our text, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." Just as those who looked at the snake on the pole did not die, those who look to Jesus on the cross will not die. That is faith, looking to Jesus. Faith is not an invitation for Jesus to come into our heart. No, faith is looking to Jesus, suffering on the cross for us. It is God who invites us into his heart. We don't do the inviting. It is God who, by holy baptism, gives us the birth from above. This is not something we could accomplish. The Bible uses a number of figures of speech to teach us what faith is. In John chapter 6, it is eating and drinking Christ's flesh and blood. In John chapter 10, it is hearing the voice of the Good Shepherd. Here in John chapter 3, it is simply looking at Jesus lifted up on the cross. What is happening up there on that cross? Who is he hanging there? What is he doing? He is Jesus, the eternal Son of the eternal Father. He is Jesus who is filled with the Holy Spirit and who gives us the Holy Spirit. He is Jesus who is completely innocent and thoroughly kind. He is the one who loves everybody and who never spoke an unkind word or thought a sinful thought or did any deed to hurt anybody. Look at him who dies for you, who bears your sin, who thus silences the accusing voice of the law and turns aside God's anger against you. Look at him. What do you see? You see what God did for you when you were baptized. For you, if you have received a Christian baptism in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, you were baptized into Christ's death. You were joined to that death. You were born from above when you were baptized, but first you had to die. The death of Jesus and his resurrection from the dead is history. It happened. That's a fact. And the Christian's baptism in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit is also history. It's a fact. Now, the Christian confesses to the world that these two facts belong together. The Christian confesses to the church and to the whole world that by his baptism, he was joined to Christ's death and resurrection, and he's going to remain joined to that event throughout his whole life. It is to Christ's death that we Christians return every single day, seeing Jesus bearing our sin, laying claim to the forgiveness that he won for us. And should we doubt that the forgiveness of sins is intended for us, because after all we have done wrong and we are guilty and the guilt gnaws at our conscience and makes us afraid, should we doubt, we remember that we're baptized into union with Christ's death. God is the one who did the baptizing. The minister just spoke the words and poured the water, but God gives the new birth from heaven when he joins us to the death of Jesus. And Jesus rose from the dead on the third day, and so we rise from death when we're baptized. Our baptism not only joins us to Christ's death, where our sins are washed away, it also joins us to the resurrection of Jesus and gives us a new life to live, a life that is filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, Nicodemus couldn't figure out this business of being born again. And Jesus said that he could hear the wind, and he didn't understand how that worked. So it is with those born of the Holy Spirit. And here the English translation misses a pun that's found in the original Greek, because the word for spirit and wind are the same word in the Greek. Jesus is saying that you don't understand how the earthly spirit or wind works, but you know perfectly well that it's here because you can hear it. Likewise, we don't understand how the heavenly spirit or the Holy Spirit works, but we hear his voice in his word and sacraments. We know that voice is from heaven. And just as surely as the wind is blowing, even though we don't know how it works, just so surely the Holy Spirit will continue to give us life, strengthen our faith, give us comfort and assurance, and keep us united to Christ our Savior as we hear his word in the gospel, as we receive the sacraments of Christ. And that is why we Christians go to church, to hear the gospel and receive the sacraments, because the Holy Spirit who created faith in us through holy baptism is the same Holy Spirit who keeps us in that faith throughout our lives. We are baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. The Father sent his Son for us to suffer and die. The Son was lifted up on the cross. The Holy Spirit gives us the new birth from above. This God, the triune God, is the only God who exists. He is our God, and we are his children. And outside of the kingdom of God, we have no life, but we're flesh. And the Bible says, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 50, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So we need the righteousness of Jesus. We need to be clothed in his spotless white robe that covers our sin and presents us before God as saints. And we need this more than anything this world can offer or give. We don't have to ascend up to heaven to get it. We can't. As Jesus said, no one has ascended to heaven but he who came down from heaven. That is the Son of Man who is in heaven. The kingdom of God and the righteousness of Christ are given to us in our baptism. Don't let anybody take away from you the assurance and the comfort and the peace that this truth gives. Instead, remain a child. And as you grow and learn and mature, remain a child and look to your baptism. And hear the words of the Holy Spirit and know that you are born from above. Look to Jesus on Calvary. Hear the words of the gospel and know that your sins are forgiven. Even as Jesus gives you to eat and to drink the very body that bore your sins and the very blood by which you are justified and saved forever. When you look to Christ on the cross, you see the true God, the Holy Trinity. And we Christians are baptized. We're born from above. We're joined to the death and resurrection of Jesus. And this holy sacrament will keep us in the true faith throughout our lives. It will keep us faithful Christians, because whenever we fall into sin, we have that lifeboat. We have that security to which we can return again and again. It is our treasure. It is our God with us today. And we thank you for being with us on Christ for Us, which is sponsored by the congregations of First Confessional Lutheran Parish. We have divine service every Sunday morning at First American Lutheran Church in Mayville at 8 o'clock. First Evanger Lutheran Church in Fertile at 8 o'clock, Grace Lutheran Church in Crookston at 9:30, and First American Lutheran Church in Mayville at 11:30. That's our summer schedule. Please join us at one of the congregations of our parish and tune in next Sunday morning for the next broadcast of Christ for Us.